basically mobilizing as many Kenyans as possible to go outside the parliament. We will start our procession at Freedom Corner, that is within Uhuru Park, and we shall march taking Theatre Avenue down to Kimathi Street, and we shall then be able to pass by Kencom, where we shall have a small gathering to talk to Kenyans. And then we shall proceed to Parliament. It's a peaceful protest, and what we're protesting, of course, is what has been in the limelight for the last 2 months or so. The question of members of Parliament and whether they still can enjoy the leverage that they used to enjoy in terms of determining their own remuneration. You are aware, of course, that the Law Society of Kenya already went to court and secured orders against any payment of remunerations other than those determined by the Salaries and Remuneration Commission. So basically, we are going to further make the point that the law must be followed. And for us, it's more than just following the law. It's about implementing the new constitution. As you know, the Salaries and Remuneration Commission is one of the constitutional commissions. And this is what then is that if we let the members of the National Assembly have their way, then it will be one way of clearly undermining the constitution. Now, what else is going to happen outside Parliament? We are going to do things that we did last time. We are going to barricade Parliament and any member of the National Assembly. We are going to barricade. We are going to... It's really a picketing action. And we make sure that any members of the National Assembly who wants to come through is then prevailed upon by the citizens to sign up saying that they are opposed to the actions of the what basically the National Assembly as a body is attempting to do. We shall also be able to have talking sessions with members of the public, in which case we are going to elaborate to why this action is important. And why the members of the National Assembly must not be allowed in a way with unlawful behavior. We are also going to introduce something new, which we may not disclose at this point in time, but something very, very symbolic, probably more symbolic than the pigs that we unleashed last time. So that is something that the public will only get to know about on the day of the protest itself.
Mr. Odhiambo, are you going to compel these lawmakers to sign a petition before they go into the parliament building?
Only those who will attempt to come through during the protest. That's what we did last time with those who are trying to get through into the National Assembly building. So it's something that we are going to do again. In essence, what we are saying is that citizens can force members of parliament to take a certain position because we believe we have a right to do it. And when it comes to that, it's not as if we are negotiating with them. We want to remind them that the Constitution makes the citizen a sovereign, the very first article of the Constitution. If the citizen is sovereign, and a public body is engaged in acts that go against the Constitution, the supremacy of the Constitution, then the citizens have the right to force their hands. And so that is something that, yes, we are going to do for those members of the National Assembly who will try to come through when we shall be outside the Parliament building.
I'm hearing that the Salaries and Remuneration Commission and members of Parliament have come to a compromise to increase the MP salaries. So Others are saying your picketing or your demonstration will not be effective. What do you say to that?
There are two aspects of this protest. One is to stop illegal actions from taking place, actions that are clearly unconstitutional. And that is what we have been doing for the last couple of weeks now, basically to say that there's only one body that is responsible for setting remunerations of state officers. And that message has been very, very clear. The important aspect of that is that this Salaries and Remuneration Commission, as a constitutional body, is an independent commission, and it is the only one then that can take the kind of actions that the members of the National Assembly are purporting to do. Now, that is one aspect of it. And this is a message that we have consistently passed to the public, that if we are to remain within the bounds of constitutionalism, then all the bodies then must respect, all individuals must respect the law and the constitution. The second aspect of it is to say to the Salaries and Remuneration Commission that it is your work to set the salaries, and we do not think that it makes sense for you to turn yourself into a trade union, to turn yourself into a table for negotiations, that you must also respect your independence, so that when you have made a decision, then that decision must be implemented. So that is the second aspect of what we are doing now. And you see, we have opposed any meetings between the members of the National Assembly and the Salaries and Remuneration Commission. Now, we will keep insisting that they should not meet with these members for the simple reason that they will be surrendering their independence. Now, at the end of the day, if they happen to meet with the members of Parliament, we shall then take our campaign forward and say the constitutional commissions must not behave in a way that undermines the sovereignty of the people of Kenya, because the key role, the key mandate of the constitutional commissions is to safeguard the sovereignty of the Kenyan people.
Now, so now let me ask
a message that will pass very strongly whether they have met, and even if other decisions are taken, this is still a message that is still valid as we move on as a country.